VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States government on Thursday announced charges against seven Russian military intelligence officers. John Demers is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
Our indictment today charges some of the same Russian operatives caught in The Hague, along with their colleagues in Moscow, as part of a conspiracy to hack a variety of individuals and organizations in the United States, Canada, and Europe to obtain information or access that was then exploited for the benefit of the Russian government.
The Justice Department also linked seven other GRU officers to an attempt to penetrate the computer networks of anti-doping officials and organizations investigating Russia's use of chemical weapons. The American Vice President Mike Pence sharply criticized China Thursday. He accused the country's officials of, quote, meddling in America's democracy. Pence also criticized China's militarization of contested areas on the open seas. Earlier this week, American and Chinese warships almost collided in the South China Sea.
As we speak, Beijing is employing a whole-of-government approach, using political, economic, and military tools, as well as propaganda, to advance its influence and benefit its interests in the United States.
Pence spoke in Washington. A U.S. federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending protections that have allowed about 300,000 people from Haiti, Sudan, Nicaragua, and El Salvador to live and work in the United States. The government can grant temporary protected status for people from countries where conditions are unsafe for them to return, or where the government is unable to adequately handle their return because of something like a natural disaster. This is VOA News. There are signs that President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is getting closer to Senate approval. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a confirmation vote this weekend. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Republican leaders looking at the new FBI report see vindication for Judge Kavanaugh, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fact is that these allegations have not been corroborated.
Democrats see an unfinished probe. Dianne Feinstein is the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee.
It looks to be a product of an incomplete investigation that was limited, perhaps by the White House.
McConnell accused Democrats of using partisan histrionics to smear the nominee, who was the subject of a letter signed by more than 1,000 law professors urging that he be rejected. McConnell plans to push ahead to a full floor vote, probably Saturday. I'm Warren Levinson.
The wife of former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been charged with money laundering. Anti-corruption agents are trying to find billions of dollars missing from the state. Associated Press correspondent Ed Giles reports.
While it wasn't clear if Rosmas charges also relate directly to 1MDB, her arrest came after three rounds of questioning by agents over the fund, with one of the interrogations lasting 13 hours. Rosma pled not guilty to all charges, which the prosecutor described in court as, quote, very serious. Money laundering charges carry a penalty of up to 15 years in jail and big fines.
The Voice of America has fired or plans to fire 15 reporters in its Hausa service following allegations of improper conduct, including the acceptance of improper payments. VOA Director Amanda Bennett said in an email Thursday that the agency's leadership was made aware of the allegations, quote, in recent months, and launched several investigations. The VOA Hausa service broadcasts to Nigeria and Niger and extensively covers events in that part of Africa. Bennett said the improper payments came from an official in the coverage area. She said a separate investigation has been launched to determine if any coverage by VOA was improperly influenced. She said if any such influence is discovered, we will deal with it promptly and transparently. Soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo has been left off Portugal's national team squad for a pair of upcoming matches. That decision was made Thursday. Ronaldo has been accused of rape by Catherine Mayorga, who says the player assaulted her in Las Vegas in 2009. He's denied the accusation. He was left off the squad for Portugal's second game in Poland on October 11th and a friendly match in Glasgow against Scotland 3 days later. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.